This is a independent medical evaluation. Examinee Jason Prezywara, PRZYWARA, claim number FTH0182, MES file number 211240079 26, case type workers' comp evaluation, specialty psychiatry, employee insured banker BANCKER Construction Corp, client Travelers WC parentheses Melville. The patient was examined by me, Shelley Epstein, MD, on five twenty-nine, 2024 at 2:00 p.m. Place 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Review of records was done, and written up prior to Mr. Prezywara's evaluation. Of note, Mr. Prezywara was seen by me for a IME on October 11th, 2023 at 1:00 p.m. Jason Prezywara is a 34-year-old married male. He resides with his wife. Their 3-year-old daughter and their 8-month-old son. Mr. Prezywara had been working as a laborer for 3.5 years until the date of his injury on July 12th of 2021. On that day, he was apparently working in a deep excavation, 20-foot deep area, and was buried chest deep with dirt, clay, etc., at a job site in Great Neck. He immediately experienced back pain. As well as knee pain at that time. It took at least 10 to 15 minutes to be, quote, dug out, unquote. And during that period, he recalls trouble formulating his thoughts and fearing that he would die by suffocation. One of his peers was partially buried as well, and he states that person was screaming loudly throughout. There was apparently a dreamlike feeling to this experience, which he felt now realizes that might have been related to a dissociative type of experience. Mr. Prezywara is currently not working. He reports this is due to both depression as well as some orthopedic issues that he's struggling with. He has undergone a laminectomy in November of 2021, and more recently had a full neck fusion. He feels that he is making some improvement and progress, but that is very slow. He's also taking sertraline, 50 milligrams daily. He states he did stop for about 2 months, but resumed about a month ago. He feels that medication has helped somewhat with his depressed mood and feelings of hopelessness and helplessness. However, for those symptoms, even more helpful has been his appointments with Dr. Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N, a PhD, for psychotherapy. Those ended some months ago, much to his dismay. He has not been since February of 2024. He's reports being able to utilize things that he's learned in that therapy and use it to approach new situations and problems. He's now under the care of Dr. Evan Dunin, D-U-N-I-N-M-P, on a monthly basis. New paragraph. His past psychiatric history is notable for attention deficit disorder. He was prescribed Adderall during his college years. He also sustained a fracture after following a fall as a child. Substance abuse. No history of a treatment for a substance abuse problem. He states he has of late eliminated all alcohol from his routine and feels that has been helpful for his anxiety. Family psychiatric history. He told me the last time we met that there was a possible bipolar disorder in his mother. And no family history of substance abuse. Social history states that he has one sister and one brother. No history of physical or sexual abuse. States his wife and his sister have been supportive. His parents are divorced. He struggles with a guilt regarding not earning a living for his family currently due to his inability to work. A mental status exam. He was casually dressed, fluent speech, mood, irritable edge, angry regarding repetition of some topics, for this IME and upset that he's not currently seeing Dr. Bauman, whose sessions were very helpful. As I said, depressed mood with an irritable edge, no auditory visual hallucinations, no suicidal or homicidal ideation, no paranoia. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment are fair. He does feel like his physical symptoms are improving with physical therapy. He reviewed a former IME prior to the appointment. Was definitely angry regarding repetition of questions that had already been addressed earlier. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time, insight and judgment. Is a fairly good impression. My impression is that Mr. Prizwara meets criteria for major depressive disorder, single episode, not psychotic. Slightly better than a moderate. I do not feel that maximum medical improvement, MMI, has been achieved. Optimistically, his current symptoms are still temporary. It would be wonderful if he could resume treatments even every 2 weeks with Dr. Bauman as the type of psychotherapy that they were utilizing, very much so targeted this gentleman's symptoms. And I believe he would fully benefit and make progress in that area. I would recommend 6 more months of that treatment. Hopefully he would then be able to return to functioning society at that time. I would say he has a 50% causal disability currently. Should you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to call. I have to say one other paragraph. Hold on. Sorry, so one hand. Also of note in social history, due to the patient's orthopedic issues, even though he's in close contact with their young children, he can't be the sole a caretaker for them due to some of his physical limitations. Okay, this is also frustrating to him. New paragraph. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12, NYCRR 300.2, parentheses D, parentheses 4A, parentheses 4A, just 4, and then E. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and that have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. Okay, I'm going to store it now.